This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Later today, clerks around the state will release results for the election Wisconsin held last week. Regardless of who wins, it was an historic event because it happened at a time when government is telling people to stay home. That resulted in an election that made it harder to vote depending on where you were from, and that experts say could have been avoided. Sean Johnson reports.
Last Tuesday, voters and poll workers covered themselves with face masks and gloves. Some wore plexiglass shields over their eyes. In Burlington, poll workers also wore blue aprons. Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, who spoke to WTMJ-TV that day, was among them.
People have been in pretty good spirits, happy to be able to vote, and at the same time, doing it in a way that's really safe.
Not everyone felt that way. Some voters told WPR and PBS Wisconsin that they were nervous, angry. Some were only there because they tried to vote absentee and their ballot never arrived. In Milwaukee and Green Bay, voters stood in line for hours.
We only have 5 polling places in the city, and I've been out here for almost 2 hours.
I'm not used to having a vote like this.
Frankly, I'm disgusted.
For the life of me, I don't understand why they can't get along in Madison.
So, how did this happen? The Friday before the election, Democratic Governor Tony Evers called a special session of the legislature to delay the election and move it almost entirely to mail-in ballots. Republicans opposed this, so Evers tried to do it on his own.
I cannot in good conscience allow any types of gathering that would further the spread of this disease and to put more lives at risk.
The legislature, led by Voss and Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald, challenged the move. And conservatives on the Wisconsin Supreme Court agreed and blocked the governor's order. Evers criticized the decisions, but for weeks he had made the same case. During regular media briefings, Evers said the April election was about making sure democracy would persist. The governor got asked about this a lot, including on March 30th, 1 week before he issued his executive order.
Governor, do we expect the election to happen as planned?
Well, there's nothing has changed from my vantage point.
By this point, poll workers, who'd been warned by the government about the health risks of large crowds, were dropping out. Milwaukee Election Commission Director Neil Albrecht says that was especially pronounced in his city, which is home to the majority of Wisconsin's African-American population and the bulk of its COVID-19 cases.
One of the factors that really has to be considered is that Milwaukee is really the epicenter of cases of COVID-19 in the state of Wisconsin.
Instead of the usual 180 polling places, Albrecht decided to open only 5 in what he called exceptionally large buildings, able to accommodate social distancing. He acknowledges that created lines. Voss has criticized Milwaukee's approach, but he said on Election Day that he thought people would look back and say Wisconsin did as well as it possibly could in the face of adversity. But public health experts don't see it that way. From Patrick Remington with the University of Wisconsin-Madison.
This went against all public health recommendations.
To Ryan Demmer at the University of Minnesota.
From a public health perspective, that is a potential disaster.
And it's made election law experts nervous too.
I can't think of an election since 1965 that seems, again, from a process perspective, as much a failure as this one.
Ned Foley directs the election law program at Ohio State University's law school. During a podcast he co-hosts, Foley called Wisconsin's election tragic and avoidable.
What happened in Wisconsin is hugely worrisome because it makes us look like we don't care about our own democracy.
Foley says Wisconsin's COVID-19 election was severely discriminatory, and it could have been avoided by delaying the election long enough to vote entirely by mail. In his view, voting in person on April 7th set up a false choice between life and democracy. Foley says Wisconsin sacrificed both. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.